Babe, did you see that Moto Casino is giving a $1,776,000 worth of prizes?
That's why they're called America's Social Casino, celebrating the birth of America bigger than anyone else.
You can win incredible experiences at NASCAR and F1 races and a grand prize of 1 million sweeps coins.
So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's Social Casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
What is next for Richard Allen? What is next for the families of the victims of the Delphi murders? That's one of the questions that a lot of people are wondering as we start to dive now into the issues of Sixth Amendment rights, having access to the counsel that you want, having the counsel you want representing you, and a judge that maybe hasn't been doing everything quite by the rules, that also seems to not want to share a whole lot of things that may have been going on in chambers behind closed doors. We're starting to see some of that with the accusations against Judge Gull. Ultimately, it's to the Indiana Supreme Court right now to make the call on all of that. But my goodness, what a disaster and the stress that must be on those families down every twisted turn of this case. I can't imagine what they're going through right now. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us to discuss, I mean, the impact of all this. Are they just being re-traumatized over and over?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Just going through a trial is traumatic, but often people gain a certain sense of closure from seeing the process play out. It can be therapeutic for them, even though it's upsetting at the time. But to feel that this continual up and down, the confusion, the controversy, that's got to just be wrenching for them. It's really sad.
How often is it in a case like this where you have a suspect, albeit very little evidence against them that really truly ties him to the scene, and the fact that he also raised his hand and said, yeah, I was over there that day. Like, how can I help? When you're in the shoes of the parents of the victims, is it more difficult to take a look at one's possible innocence when you are so ready to find the perpetrator and nail them to the wall? That can't be a very easy thing, I would imagine. If the authorities are saying, we think this is your guy, we really think this is your guy, although reality doesn't necessarily match up to that, and there's a lot of issues with the law enforcement that are saying, this is your guy, what must they be going through when being told all these, you know, almost conflicting stories?
Yeah, it's got to be incredibly disturbing and confusing. And this is why we have the legal system, supposedly, that we have, with a lot of protections, because innocent people have been, I mean, we used to have lynchings, right? People would be so angry after a murder and somebody would be hung. And, you know, we want to avoid these kind of mistakes and errors. Supposedly, we want to avoid these things now. And I do think families are, of course, eager to have a resolution. And when someone is presented as this is the perpetrator, you know, we don't let them be on the judge and jury about, you know, deciding this kind of thing because there's too much emotional tension for them. But yeah, this has got to be really hard for them right now.
What do you make of the behavior of Judge Gull in this thus far? Very much a lot of secrecy, a lot of things.
Yeah.
And there's even questions about, you know, laws being violated here as well with the lack of transparency in this trial. And now the Supreme Court saying, look, you either need to give us a response as to why you feel that it was okay to disqualify these attorneys and the actions that you took in chambers, or you need to give us the audio of this or the transcript of what occurred in those chambers. And we keep seeing delays. She keeps going, well, I need another week. I need something like this seems like it's pretty straightforward. Of like, I got the recording. Here you go. Why even write up a reasoning if you can go, here's this, or write one up with it. Here's why I did this or that. Why should that take many weeks to, I guess, accomplish a fairly easy task?
Right, right. Yeah, the lack of transparency is a big red flag. And it adds to the aura around this case of there's weird stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And what is up with the judge, you know, accusing the attorneys of gross negligence, but why?
Yeah.
You know, and so for people saying, do we need another judge? You know, if this can't be improved, it sure, I would vote that way. It sure sounds like it.
I mean, it's a roll of the dice there as well. The first judge recusing themselves. Then we have Judge Gull. It's what do you get when you spin that dial again? Mm-hmm. I mean, it really kind of is a gamble considering how bizarre this case has already been. Do you do that? Do you try and get someone fresh on here because this one has already demonstrated themselves as, you know, being, I guess, a bit tainted?
Yeah, it has an odd feeling, and it would just be nice to see a trial going forward where, you know, this is big things at stake here, and you would like to feel confident that you have a grounded, fair, reasonable, transparent judge.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moto Casino by giving away 1,776,000 in prizes. And one lucky winner is going to take home 1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.